Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Wayne Smith from Texas A&M, and I visited with Bill a few months ago about this presentation to this particular audience, and hopefully I'm the first or the guinea pig for this, but we hope that in the future we will have new developments from the public breeding sector as a part of this this program. And what I want to visit with you about this afternoon is some of our work in the development of extra long staple upland cotton. And we have three strategies that we currently use to develop improved fiber types, or them improve the fiber traits. And I want to visit with you this afternoon about our work with interspecifics, and that is where we cross upland by upland parents. Oftentimes when I visit with folks about this particular trait, their first response is, well, yeah, you've made a cross with Pima or with a Barbadense, and I assure them that I have not. So these do come from crosses with upland by upland parents. I'm gonna share with you a little bit of the HVI data, a little bit of the spinning performance in carded 50s and combed 50s and 80 count yarns. In 2006 and 2007, we ran an experiment where we took eight of these extra long staple upland types, and we have about 50 of them in the program. They come from five particular families of material. 2006 and 7 at College Station and 2007 at Weslaco, we compared eight of these strains with FiberMax 832 Liberty Link. They were spindle harvested. They were ginned on a laboratory saw gin without cleaning. And many spinning performance trials were conducted by Eric Hickey at the International Textile Center, which is now the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Texas Tech. If we look at some of the HVI data and the strength on your right, the numbers in red are the ones that we want to concentrate on. In order to reach the extra long staple fiber length of Pima, you have, according to the 2008 Pima loan chart, you have to be at 1.375 upper half mean length. And you'll note that seven of the eight of these ELS lines do reach that staple length, compared with FiberMax at 1.23 upper half mean length, which is pretty common for FiberMax under irrigated conditions at College Station Weslaco. You'll note that all of the ELS lines had fiber bundle strength equal to FiberMax 832, with two of them, 182.33 and 182.16, exceeding FiberMax 832. And you'll note in the column on the right that in the tensile strength, this is carded 50s yarn, that FiberMax 832 was at 16.6, and all of the ELS lines produced a stronger fiber yarn strength, rather, than did FiberMax 832, with the best coming from B18233 at 19.2 versus 16.6 for FiberMax. Then in 2007 and 2008, we've conducted some experiments with larger plots where we produced enough cotton that we could roller gin and saw gin this material. We had two of the ELS lines along with FiberMax 832 and a Pima HTO. I'm not going to say much about the Pima. Obviously, the Pima is stronger than the upland material. It's a finer fiber, and it produced a stronger yarn. But I'll get to it in a moment why I'm not going to talk much about that. I'm really interested in comments about the extra long staple compared with 832. We spindle harvested these again, ginned them at the Southwestern Cotton Ginning Research Lab in Las Cruces with Ed Hughes. We took half of each plot was roller ginned, the other half was saw ginned. Spinning tests, normal spinning tests, were again conducted at the Fiber and Biopolymer Institute in Lubbock. And while we did APHIS and HVI data, for time reasons, I don't want to go back over those because they're going to be repeats of what you saw in the previous slide. I want to talk about the combed yarns that came from that. I also want to note that there was no gen type by genotype interaction. That is, that you could saw gin these extra long staple uplands as well as you could roller gin them, and it had no impact on the yarn quality. Here's some of the data that looks very much like the data from the previous slide, or a couple of slides back. I'm only comparing here 182.33, which is one of the ELS extra long staple upland types that we have. Had a fiber length of one, upper half mean length of 1.4, again compared FiberMax 832 at 1.23. Fiber strength the same. Notice HS, that's the standard fineness of the fibers, has something to do with the diameter of the fibers or the perimeter, and you'll note that they are smaller, that the ELS lines have a smaller diameter or perimeter than FiberMax 832. And the carded 50s yarn, we have numbers. These from the two slides ago, 19.2 versus 16.6. When we combed this material, and for those of you who know something about the combing process, we combed out 25% knolls on this material. And we, in a 50s combed yarn, we produced essentially the same quality yarn as we did with the carded as far as strength is concerned. And with the 80 count, and this is an extremely fine yarn, and one that is not produced with upland cotton, but you'll note with the ELS 182, B182.33, we did produce an 80 count yarn, had a 17.8 strength, and you'll note the most, perhaps the most important thing about this slide is not what's on it, but what's not on it. There isn't a strength, yarn strength for FiberMax 832 because we could not spin an 80 count yarn with FiberMax. It wasn't long enough. One last comment about this material, and I'm not advocating or preaching that we will replace Pima with this material, but we produce a lot of dryland cotton in a lot of areas in the United States. And one of the benefits of this material may be as parental material to develop genotypes or varieties that will produce much better fiber length and fiber quality under dryland conditions than we currently produce. These data come from Thrall in 2006. We did not see, and Thrall is about 100 miles east of here, we did not receive a single drop of rain from the day we planted until the day we planned to harvest. So the yields, and I don't want to talk about the yields on your left, that four location year yields. The yields, needless to say, were pretty poor. We could not spindle harvest this test. We had to hand harvest it because the plants were too short. The one bowl per plant was below the picker head. You'll note the BGTO, that's burr cotton turnout, gin turnout. Micronairs are okay. FiberMax 832 is across the top. Upper half mean for FiberMax is at 1.07. That's a pretty good upper half mean for the amount of rainfall that this received. That's almost a 34 staple. But note all of the ELS lines 1.20 and above, even under that extreme drought stress. Fiber strength seemed to be elevated. I think that's an artifact. We haven't followed through with that, but fiber strength held up, fiber length held up, and we were quite pleased with that. So a couple of conclusions from this. Extra long staple uplands will produce superior quality carded 50 yarn, combed 50, and combed 80 count yarns. Did not talk about this, but they exhibit good combining ability for the breeders in the audience. Know what I'm talking about. For the rest of you, that simply means that we can cross them with a lot of things, and the progeny from that will have excellent fiber properties, or will have the opportunity to select for good fiber properties. Again, I didn't talk about the third bullet, but we have done some preliminary work that indicates that we haven't changed the physical characteristics, or what we call the yield components of upland cotton, of these ELS lines relative to other upland cottons, by selecting for this longer staple length. In other words, we produce the same number of fibers per seed, seed size, and those kinds of things. The areas that we're going to be concentrating on in the near future will be in the area of yield potential. Some of these lines have good yield potential. They're not variety level at this point in time, but they are certainly good parental material level. They have good fiber. We're going to work on fiber bundle strength. We need to pick that up about 15-20%. We're going to work on fineness, and we're going to work on the lint percent. And finally, I'd like to thank all of you, because through Cotton Incorporated, from you, you have supported this work through the Corps and the Texas States program, the Texas Department of Agriculture, Food and Fibers grants, the Jennings Lab in Las Cruces, Ed Hughes and others, Eric Hickey up at Lubbock, and the Texas Agricultural AgriLife Research. With that, I will be happy to respond to a question. I still have a yellow light up here, so it appears that I have half a minute or something.
Oh, red light.
Thank you.